4. The Mercy Time Lag. Another problem somewhat difficult of explanation in the constellation of Norlaciadec pertains to the reasons for permitting Lucifer, Satan, and the fallen princes to work mischief so long before being apprehended, interned, and adjudicated. Parents, those who have borne and reared children, are better able to understand why Michael, a creator father, might be slow to condemn and destroy his own sons. Jesus' story of the prodigal son well illustrates how a loving father can long wait for the repentance of an erring child. The very fact that an evil-doing creature can actually choose to do wrong, commit sin, establishes the fact of free willness and fully justifies any length delay in the execution of justice, provided the extended mercy might conduce to repentance and rehabilitation. Most of the liberties which Lucifer sought, he already had. Others he was to receive in the future. All these precious endowments were lost by giving way to impatience and yielding to a desire to possess what one craves now, and to possess it in defiance of all obligation to respect the rights and liberties of all other beings composing the universe of universes. Ethical obligations are innate, divine, and universal. There are many reasons known to us why the supreme rulers did not immediately destroy or intern the leaders of the Lucifer Rebellion. There are no doubt still other and possibly better reasons unknown to us. The mercy features of this delay in the execution of justice were extended personally by Michael of Nebadon. Except for the affection of this creator father for his erring sons, the supreme justice of the superuniverse would have acted. If such an episode as the Lucifer Rebellion had occurred in Nebadon while Michael was incarnated on Urantia, the instigators of such evil might have been instantly and absolutely annihilated. Supreme justice can act instantly when not restrained by divine mercy. But the ministry of mercy to the children of time and space always provides for this time lag, this saving interval between seed time and harvest. If the seed sowing is good, this interval provides for the testing and upbuilding of character. If the seed sowing is evil, this merciful delay provides time for repentance and rectification. This time delay in the adjudication and execution of evildoers is inherent in the mercy ministry of the seven superuniverses. This restraint of justice by mercy proves that God is love, and that such a God of love dominates the universes and in mercy controls the fate and judgment of all his creatures. The mercy delays of time are by the mandate of the free will of the creators. There is good to be derived in the universe from this technique of patience in dealing with sinful rebels. While it is all too true that good cannot come of evil to the one who contemplates and performs evil, it is equally true that all things, including evil, potential and manifest, work together for good to all beings who know God, love to do His will, and are ascending paradiseward according to His eternal plan and divine purpose. But these mercy delays are not interminable. Notwithstanding the long delay, as time is reckoned on Urantia, in adjudicating the Lucifer Rebellion, we may record that, during the time of effecting this revelation, the first hearing in the pending case of Gabriel versus Lucifer was held on Uversa, and soon thereafter there issued the mandate of the Ancients of Days directing that Satan be henceforth confined to the prison world with Lucifer. This ends the ability of Satan to pay further visits to any of the fallen worlds of Satania. Justice in a mercy-dominated universe may be slow, but it is certain.